Within, Catelyn found Brian armouring the king for battle, while the lords Tarley and Rowan spoke of dispositions and tactics. It was pleasantly warm inside, the heat shimmering off the coals of a dozen small braziers. "I must speak with you, Your Grace," she said, granting him a king's style for once, anything to make him heed her. "In a moment, Lady Catelyn," Renly replied. Brian fit backplate to breastplate over his quilted tunic. The king's armour was a deep green, the green of leaves in a summer wood, so dark it drank the candlelight. Gold highlights gleamed from inlay and fastenings like distant fires in that wood, winking every time he moved. "Pray continue, Lord Mathis."
"Your Grace," Mathis Rowan said, with a sideways glance at Catelyn, "as I was saying, our battles are well drawn up. Why wait for daybreak? Sound the advance."
"And have it said that I won by treachery, with an unchivalrous attack? Dawn was the chosen hour."
"Chosen by Stannis," Randall Tarley pointed out. "He'd have us charge into the teeth of the rising sun. We'll be half blind."
"Only until first shock," Renly said confidently. "Sir Loras will break them, and after that it will be chaos." Brian tightened green leather straps and buckled golden buckles. "When my brother falls, see that no insult is done to his corpse. He's my own blood. I will not have his head paraded about on the spear."
"And if he yields?" Lord Tarley asked.
"Yields?" Lord Rowan laughed. "When Mace Tyrell laid siege to Storm's End, Stannis ate rats rather than open his gates."
"Well, I remember." Renly lifted his chin to allow Brian to fasten his gorget in place.
"Near the end, Sir Gawain Wilde and three of his knights tried to steal out of a postern gate to surrender. Stannis caught them and ordered them flung from the walls with catapults. I can still see Gawain's face as they strapped him down. He had been our master at arms." Lord Rowan appeared puzzled.
"No men were hurled from the walls. I surely remember that."
"Maester Cressin told Stannis that we might be forced to eat our dead, and there was no gain in flinging away good meat."